Patriots Tuesday here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Christian Arcan here, Andy Hart there on the WEEI afternoon show. And joining us right now, sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with five New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. The quarterback, the starting quarterback, the one, the only, Mr. Jacoby Brissett joins us here on the program. Jacoby, we got you.
Yep. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
We're doing great, but enough about us. How's that shoulder feeling? How's the body feeling there? You took a tough hit in that game on Sunday night. How's that all going?
Yeah, it's good. I think it was more of like a precautionary measure that everybody's kind of the buzz is about. But no, it's just, you know, I'm fine. I haven't got hit in 8 months, so it kind of surprised me more than anything. But I feel good, excited, ready for the season.
Jacoby, this may be a weird question, but oh, here we are. Are you the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots?
In my mind, I am.
Does that mean you will be starting against the Bengals?
In my eyes, I am. I haven't heard anything differently, so that's what I got to go off of.
Okay, and that hit you took in coming out of the game or whatever, you don't believe or not, haven't been told that that's going to play any sort of role in this, the trainers haven't intervened or anything like that, just so we're all on the same page here?
Oh, no, not at all. Like I said, it was a precautionary measure. I feel 100% fine. I'm good.
So has any of this been weird for you? Because I'm just going to be honest, from afar, this has been sort of strange from the spring through now, whether you're the starting quarterback, you're QB1, there is no starter, Drake won the competition. Has any of this, as a veteran who's been around a while, been weird to you?
Nothing in this league has shocked me. I say that. I've been in this league for a while, that nothing has shocked me. But, man, I just get up and go to work every day, try my best. Those decisions, I don't make those decisions. So I think that's a Gerard question. So we'll see.
How would you grade your preseason, Jacoby? We didn't see as much of you as we saw some of the other quarterbacks, and you were only in there for the first quarter. But how would you sort of scouting yourself? How would you grade it?
Yeah, I mean, preseason I wouldn't say like, oh, it was like a definite reflection of what, you know, the training camp practices and OTA practices have been, because I'm in preseason. I mean, I'm not as in preseason as much as obviously the other guys, but preseason was, I guess, not great, average, whatever the case may be. But like I said, it wasn't. I feel like a reflection of what practice has been and how I've performed. So I feel good about what I put on film as far as practice and things like that. Obviously, you want a couple of plays back in preseason, but I think for the most part, I think preseason was for me. Making sure that guys, because I've been in this offense before, so cleaning up the operation as far as in-game and getting in and out of the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, calling plays, and guys hearing it coming from me and AVP having that connection from back in when I was in Cleveland and how guys are going, how we're going to hear it on Sundays is going forward. So I thought went really well. So,
Some fans probably remember your first tour through here and your surprise start and the boot and the win and all of that.
Feels like only yesterday, doesn't it? Yeah.
Just yesterday. But remind people, when Jacoby Brissett is playing good football, football that he's proud of, what does it look like? What do you feel like you bring to this team in this offense?
Somebody that's tough, can make all the throws, throw on a run, despite what people think, I am mobile. obviously can't run. I'm not running in the preseason. I'm not trying to get, I'm trying to obviously preserve myself for the season. A guy that takes care of the football, gets our team in the right plays, runs and passes and things of that nature. So, I hate kind of this whole, like, I have to talk about and pump people up to, like, I guess want me to play or enjoy me playing or whatever. But I don't like really fall into that trap. I think when I go out there, and I think my play speaks for itself, and I have years of good football on film that teams can and people can go watch it and understand why I'm the right person for this job.
So last year with Washington, it was you and Sam Howell were the two quarterbacks, and now you got his backup, which is sort of interesting going forward here. Are there any sort of lessons that maybe you took away from that experience last year that you're bringing into this season?
then I think I learned more football. I would say obviously being in a different offense and it's different situations than it was last year and things like that, as far as the actual on field football and getting a chance to learn from different coaches and other players and things like that. And I would say that, you know, I didn't play much. I played in two games and I thought I played well. So, just trusting my talent, trusting what I can do. I mean, I went in two games where I didn't practice at all with the team or anything. And I went out there and played pretty well. So, just trusting myself and trusting my skill set.
Now, not to call you old or anything, but this is a young team and you are one of the elder statesmen. Is it sort of a mentor and leader? Is that a role that you embrace, even though it's, you know, your first year back?
Yeah, I think that comes, that comes with, you know, being a good teammate. It's helping other guys out and, you know, being a good person and being a good, like, obviously being one of the, I guess, like you say, one of the elders on the team. It's like, you got to be a leader. You want the guys to learn from you doing the right thing and stuff like that. So, you know, I take pride in doing the right things on and off the field, getting myself ready to get on, to prepare and things like that. So I think that's a part of the nature because of the players that I was around and Tom and Phillip Rivers and Andrew Luck and those guys who have done it at a very high level. So, yeah.
Competitions can get weird, certainly, especially at the quarterback position. We've heard stories about Manziel and Hoyer in Cleveland or Tua and Fitzpatrick in Miami. How is your relationship with Drake May as you've spent the last, what, 4, 5, 6 months with him?
Yeah, I think it's been good. You know, obviously, I was with Sam, who is like his best friend. So, and they're very similar guys. So, you know, we've met before he was even on the team. So, we've had a relationship, and obviously, it's not a final project. Final product, and you know, we're still, you know, becoming closer and being around each other more and being able to talk. But we, you know, we're around each other all the time. Obviously in the building and things like that. But, you know, when we have downtime and stuff like that, we spend time together and things like that.
All right, Jacoby, with the offense being the main topic of discussion here, you're out there in practice every day competing against this Patriots defense and the starters on that defense. You have a unique sort of perspective into what kind of season you think they may have. How's the defense looking, and what are they like to compete against?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, obviously the scheme has been, you know, one that's definitely tough to kind of go against on a week in and week out basis when you're playing against them. So going against them every day was definitely tough. You know, we definitely presented a lot of challenges for us. But then you add in, you know, some of the talented players on that defense where it's like, dang, now you got to compete against this guy as well too. So, you know, it was a lot of fun. I think those guys had a really good training camp, and I think they're building something special. And I'm looking forward to see, you know, like I said, nothing is final product right now. Everything is still – now you're still building and getting better for the duration of a season. So I'm excited to see where they match up at.
On some level, I guess every area of every team is a work in progress in August, but we've seen the offensive line have a lot of different combinations, have some struggles in terms of penalties, whatever. What have you seen from that group in front of you, and how hopeful are you that it can come together at a high enough level for regular season game action?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've seen a very, you know, gritty group. Like you said, we put a lot of different guys in a lot of different situations. And again, it's the whole, like, the overreaction of preseason and things like that. And, you know, we're not really, I wouldn't say we're really game planning anybody or running the stuff that we really practice that we're trying to, you know, put forth as far as like when week one comes around. So now it's about like putting guys in the right position, because we've pretty much moved everybody around everywhere. So putting guys in the right position that'll make them successful. And then, you know, we put our, you know, our plan together around that type of, that type of group. And then, I think I'm excited for that group, but to, I guess, prove a lot of people wrong, I would say. And I think I got a lot of faith in those guys that, you know, they're going to come together, which I think they've shown in practice, on a day in and day basis. You know, it's like, we're not going to call every, you know, everything's not going to be dropped back past every play or deep balls or quick game and things like that. It's like, I think that's the cool part about offense is you can change to manage, you know, your strengths and weaknesses, you know, as far as like certain position groups and things like that. So I'm excited to see how it all unfolds.
All right, the QB question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. The QB question of the week comes to us from Doug in Alston Jacoby, and he wants to know, what's the hardest you've ever been hit? What players hit you the hardest in your NFL career?
Bad thing is I got hit a lot, so it's going to take me a while to...
That one year you led the league in getting sacked, I know. You probably got a few from that one, right?
Yeah, I would say probably my rookie year. I would say when Vince Wilfork, you know, kind of, I don't want to say he tackled me, but he landed on me, and I would probably say that was the hardest somebody has, I guess, like hit/landed on me, and that was the person that broke my thumb, and every time I see him, he makes that joke about it. But I would say Vince Wilford.
All right. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, he's a big guy. And that was the old days before they had the rule that they couldn't put their weight on you. So that would be a penalty now, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
It definitely. These kids today get so coddled, don't they? They have no idea what you went through.
It's not even football anymore. Exactly.
All right. Well, Jacoby Brissett, thanks so much for the time. And good luck in the run-up here. And we look forward to seeing you if we see you week one.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Jacoby.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. That is Jacoby Brissett. For now, I should say. He says he believes he's the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
I think we all believe he is. Is that fair to say?